And now, Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate Medical University's literary and visual arts journal, The Healing Muse, with this week's selection.
Thank you, Linda. Some of our most poignant poems come from the sons and daughters who are caring for their aging parents. I would like to read two short poems on this subject. Poet Benita Rogers is a former dancer and actress. Her poem is called Last Words. I walk down corridors of bodies gone awry to that solitary door at the end of the hall where my father lies, a bundle of medical diagnoses defying all odds that life could persist amid such assaults. Yet what comes forth from what remains is never a complaint, nor railings against the gods, but the few words worth the effort are simply all of love. As he lies there on and on, pared down daily by disease, refined but not defined by pain, he conveys one message and one message only. All is distilled to love. The second poem is by Katie Antony, a physician from Rochester. Her poem is entitled Visit and describes a mother being visited by her son in the hospital. Visit. An old woman in a hospital bed, dangling tubes from her mouth and nose, is turning through tangles to her son. You have seen how children lean from their mother's hands to reach in vain for elephants at the zoo, allowing themselves to be pulled back to their mother's embrace. Such is the way this son extends his arms, then bends away, wanting gravity to pull him, remembering her weight is not there to anchor him. She is the creature he beholds. Behind her bed rails and lines, her gray face wrinkles with wonder as she gazes back at her son.